So good day to you all, wherever you may be at this particular moment. My name is Ashlyn Hargrave, and this is Point of View, a podcast that will basically act as a platform to discuss and further dig into social topics that affect us. I do want to make it very clear that we are not necessarily digging into social issues, but more or less just social topics. I do want to briefly introduce myself in greater detail as the host, and I use that loosely, of this podcast. I will typically be accompanied by a guest or two, but the one factor that remains is myself. So I am in my early 20s, living in Charlotte, North Carolina, also a UNC Charlotte graduate. So special shout out to all of the alumni and current UNC Charlotte students. I do have a degree in political science and two minors, one in women and gender studies and one in American studies. And over the past few months, I've fallen in love with a couple of podcasts. One I have to give big props to, Stuff Mom Never Told You by HowStuffWorks.com. It ended, but it's still awesome, so I do encourage everyone to take a listen. But anyways, I really appreciate everyone embarking on this journey with me. This shall be an interesting one, so I do appreciate the support. Now, moving along, without further ado, I certainly want to roll right into and introduce my first guest of the podcast, Quentin Singletary. So he is my brother, my friend. You know, all that in one. I'm being super dramatic, but he's pretty awesome. So I've asked him to, you know, be a part of this, and he was really excited. And so it made me even more excited, honestly. So anyways, he is, I don't really know how you want me to introduce you. I don't feel like, you know, whatever.
I mean, however you feel is good.
Well, so he is also a UNC Charlotte graduate. That is true. That's worth noting. Shouts out to these college graduates out here living our lives in this post-grad adulting life.
It's hard.
Anyways. I try to leave all the Greek stuff out, but I feel like it's relevant since I called you my brother.
Yeah.
That he is a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, as I am a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, hence why he is my brethren. Anywho, but the topic today is Valentine's Day. More or less, obviously, you could figure it out by the title. Is it love or obligation? And I wanted Quentin to be on the podcast specifically because of his life experiences, I guess you could say. When we were in school, yeah. Quentin was out there. He was doing his do and whatnot, and I swear Quentin was always like, you know, I be telling them what it is, and they still, you know, they still be getting hurt, but I be telling them.
You gotta be honest. Like, if you're honest initially, there shouldn't be any issues.
But, oh, God. You know. But you know how females are, and the emotions and things get high. So, anyways, Quentin was a player, basically. And he often also fooled around people in the same circle, just out here killing them, like, killing them. But anyway, so That was Quentin's past, and he has been delivered from his ways, because he is in this super awesome and ever so envied relationship with the super awesome J9. Yeah. And
hey babe.
And so, which, you know, I love her too. Anyways, so yeah, they're in this great relationship and whatnot. It's been how long?
It's been a year and like 7-8 months now.
It seems so much longer than that.
It's been a while.
God, it's been a while. So, anyways, don't we all love that? Sort of. Mm-hmm. Jealous undertones. Yeah, but anyway.
She's going to be mad at me because it's been definitely like 2 years and a month now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Get it together. Oh, yeah, you just had an anniversary.
I sure did.
Dang.
She gonna be mad as hell, but it's okay. I love
don't
you.
Don't be mad, Janine. So yeah. But anyways, I felt like he'd be great for the podcast because he's got both sides, basically. He can probably come from both sides of the table. From a guy perspective, obviously, I have my own opinions about Valentine's Day, but he can bring something else. So there's that. And thank you so much, Quentin, for being a part of the shenanigans.
No problem.
Like I said, we're talking about Valentine's Day. It's definitely a highly debated topic. More or less, I honestly believe that your opinion on Valentine's Day is certainly, based on if you're in a relationship or if you're not. So that oftentimes it'll change year to year, but I personally have not been in a relationship during Valentine's Day in I don't know how long. My dad takes me to eat Mexican food on Valentine's Day as my date, and that's that. So that's about all I got going, him and Jesus. So shouts out to you, Kenneth. Anyway, because that's about all I got going. This year is a little bit different. I'm not going to lie. I do have Valentine's Day plans. Things are getting real. Like, I don't feel like we've been dating that long, but we certainly have official Valentine's Day plans.
Boo Daddy stuff right there.
Boo Daddy stuff in effect. Shout out to you, sir. So I'm pretty hyped, not gonna lie. We're eating seafood and it's gonna be popping. So I'm sure I'll have to come back in and tell you guys about that. But anyways, so yeah. That's my whole thing. I mean, obviously, since I wasn't ever in a relationship, like, I don't feel like Valentine's Day was that important. I was just like, oh, my dad's gonna, like, try to not make me feel bad and, like, not be depressed. So yeah. But anyways, I think we could all agree that we could live without it.
Yeah.
It's not really that serious. Like, there's no religion tied into it. Like, it's you could live without it. Now... with that being said, and like I said, with it not really serving any real purpose, I do want to kind of go into the history of Valentine's Day briefly, obviously, but you kind of have to know where it comes from to even really have this fully developed opinion on it. I think the history will more or less bring full circle the fact that it's not that important, but it's worth hearing. So briefly, like I said, kind of going back to ancient Rome, I kind of had to pick and choose through the timeline so that it didn't completely bore you. But back in ancient Rome, there used to be a festival that is really hard to pronounce, so I'd rather not sound ignorant. It was a fertility festival, and it was celebrated in February. Around 200 to 300 AD, there were two Christian clerks that essentially were slayed for their faith. And so essentially in the late 400s, February 14th was declared as a day to honor those saints for, being prosecuted and killed based on their faith. So super not like lovey-dovey at all at the start of this whole thing, but neither here or there. It wasn't until the 1300s when the day became, more associated with like love and romance. There were a few authors that had made reference to, romantic love in connection with Valentine's Day. So there's that, but still not even really intense, just kind of making mention and things like that. I think it was Geoffrey Chaucer who had made reference to birds pairing off and finding their mates in a poem. So bare minimum at that point still. But anyways, in the 1600s in Europe, they did start to embrace the tradition of exchanging quote-unquote Valentines, whatever that means, very vague. But Shakespeare also came out with Hamlet around that time, and one of the characters did refer to her husband, and saying, I wish to be your Valentine. So making it mainstream, still not really all that relevant at that point. 1700s is when Americans kind of jumped on the train. Shouts out to us being late per the use, with handwritten Valentines and things like that. So during the 18th century, it became sort of a thing. Fun fact, the postal service, wasn't created until 1692.
Oh.
Sounds like forever ago.
They were using pigeons.
Right? They were using pigeons. So they really, I mean, they were like doing handwritten letters and delivering them by hand basically until then. So shout out to that postal service.
You could just say it at that point.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you could just like, shorty, you it. Like, I love you. Like, we're going to be together till next year this time. Like, straight like that. Anyway, so, but yeah, and then it wasn't really even until the 1840s that there was the first mass-produced Valentine's Day card. Shout out to Woman Power, though. It was a woman, Esther Howland, from Massachusetts, who had the idea. Obviously, it gained huge, huge popularity. And then that started a popular service called the New England Valentine Company. So shout out to Girl Power up in there. So after that, it kind of gets pretty much to what we know now, what you assume as Valentine's Day history in America with all the candy and the cards and everything. So really, like I said, no relevance at all. Like, it's right. Just pretty, just something that we made up in our heads, basically.
Yeah, I like to see the fact that from the transition from it being like just expression of love to like now it's I'm gonna buy you a car, I'm gonna buy you a house,
right? Like, you better come with the works, shorty, crazy, or you don't love me,
right?
So yeah, but another thing I like to, or I looked up, I guess, in doing research for this podcast, is that about 62% of the adults celebrate Valentine's Day, and this is according to history.com. Definitely want to give credit where credit is due. They use the census, though, so I'm like, who's really even filling out the census cards and mailing them back? But whatever, because 62% seems mighty low, especially when you hear some of the rest of these that follow, and it's like, really, only 62% of people are making up all this money that is going into this holiday? Like, it's kind of tripping me out. But so $448 million is spent on candy the week before February 14th. Like, cavities?
Boy.
Or not?
I'm a own Reese's.
Right? Right? So, like, you could, like, stocks. Like, I need to get into stocks and bonds in these candy companies, first of all. But anyways, 58 million pounds of chocolate is bought during that week. That is ridiculous. That's why we're fat. Like, that is crazy. 36 million heart-shaped boxes are sold. Shouts out to my dad once again because he purposely buys us these, like, cloth heart-shaped boxes of candy. And I told him last week, I was like, look, I don't need candy, bro. Like, folks ain't going to the dentist, like, out here. You need to get it together. I don't want candy.
I get my mom the turtles, man. See, like the box with the heart-shaped box of the turtles.
I can't.
Mom, I love you.
You're contributing to this, though. This 36 million.
Okay.
Hey. Shouts out to your mom, though. She's a realist. I love her. And then on top of that, 150 million cards and gifts are sent each year. Now, I'm assuming they're using, like, the Postal Service, because how would you know? But still, crazy numbers. Still, like, that doesn't, none of that adds up to 62% to me. But anyways, and then, of course, $8.6 million is spent on wine, which is like 174,000 gallons sold that week.
It gets real.
Right? I'm like, but arguably, you could not be celebrating Valentine's Day and still go get bottles of wine for your sorrow, okay? But anyway, but more interestingly, what I do want to hear your opinion on as well, Quentin, is the averages between men and women and, like, you know, how much is spent, like, between the two. Because supposedly, typically, men spend about $150 while women spend closer to $74.
I believe reason being on that is for Valentine's Day, people normally look towards, like, jewelry and heart-shaped things.
Oh, God.
And men don't wear heart-shaped things. That's just not what we do.
Right?
So those things are highly commercialized. So, like, every jewelry chain, corporation, franchise you see is going to have some form of, like, heart necklace, heart ring, or anything.
Right.
Well, and guys are normally spending on diamonds on Valentine's Day versus women. Women will buy you a pair of socks and be like, here you go. Love you.
True. Well, I mean, I think, too, dinner. Like, going out to dinner is, like, that big bulk of that, probably. Which I still, I mean, I don't even know a lot of my friends, I guess, that are in relationships that are even spending $70 on their significant other on Valentine's Day. So that is a high average. So shout out to those women out there in these streets. But as far as flowers are and plants, quote unquote, are concerned, this is still coming from history.com. 23% of folks say that they buy flowers and or plants, but 39% of them are women and 61% are men. Now, I don't know what woman is out here buying her man flowers, but never got no flowers. Like, that seems mighty suspect. So, but question, don't look, because I see you looking.
Okay, I'm not.
But I bet you can't guess the number one type of flower for Valentine's Day.
I mean, you know, since this question is being asked, I just know off bat it's not roses. That's a trick question.
It's
a trick question. So I'm thinking we got to go with like tulips, right?
No. So it's mixed flowers. Oh, it's is mixed. The first. Okay. And roses is the close second. Okay. But I'm thinking probably because for one, maybe, I don't know, some people may just not like red or like white, like almost, I don't know. I don't really know the deal. Maybe it's just cheaper.
You can get multicolored roses now.
I mean. Well, right, because I did get blue for our probate, which it was weird. I was like, okay. But, I mean, at the end of the day, prices are inflated for flowers around that time, so it probably is the cheapest thing to get. Like, she'll take this. But anyway, so my point being is that there's an overwhelming amount of data on the holiday, mainly because it's such a consumer-based holiday. It's pretty much just what we made up in our head over the years, and now it's just one of those gotta-do-it things. Now, there's an article that I did want to reference as well that it's from The Atlantic, which there's lots of great articles there, so if you're not familiar or you don't read, get your life. sorry, I didn't mean to throw so much shade there, but you should read. And it is called, you know, Valentine's Day Lover Obligation. So it was a lot of the influence for the podcast. And it was written by Olga Calazan. Hopefully I pronounced your name right, Olga, whoever you are out there in the streets. But anyways, the article made mention that Valentine's Day is pretty much full of unmet expectations, which is so depressing, but probably more true than anything. So, I mean, you're either rushing to super early, too early dinner plans, or trying not to hope for surprise flowers, you know, or whatever. Because, yeah, I mean, in Charlotte especially, like, if you don't set Valentine's Day dinner plans, like, in the beginning of January, end of December, like, it's not happening, bro. Like, it's not. And, like, my quote-unquote significant other was like, what? And I was like, yeah, folks are out here, like, thinking about that because it's an expectation of their significant other to, you know what I'm saying, have... Like, we're going to dinner, bro. So have some reservations popping. now, Quentin, do you feel like Valentine's Day is just another good day to, you know, shower a loved one with gifts and affection? Or is it overrated?
I mean, it's definitely overrated. I mean, let's just be honest about the whole thing. I mean, I don't know if anybody's like me, but my girl gets... anything, anytime that I feel necessary for her to get it. So, I mean, it's like, today, Valentine's Day, she wouldn't get flowers. I can get her flowers, next week or the week after that, and she'll be as happy as she was on Valentine's Day. So, I mean, it's actually just a regular day. I mean, it's just a day where it's just commercialized. And, I mean, that's just how life is. That's how our culture is. We grew up this way, so... I mean, of course, they're going to put more emphasis on that day, but, I mean, it's just another day to, you know, enjoy with your significant other. It's just that day is, you know, put on the forefront as, like, mainstream day.
Word. Look at you. Well, a survey of 6,400 people by the National Retail Federation found that fewer people are expected to participate in Valentine's Day this year, apparently. It only dropped from 60% to 54%, but those who do partake plan to drop or will probably drop an estimated about $134 on that day's festivities, which I just think is a little ridiculous, especially if you're in a relationship and, like, you probably spend good money every weekend. Like, it's not, it's really not that serious. I mean, it's, especially for y'all, y'all live together. So right. It's like, at this point, she probably like,
it's almost every
do
day.
Power do, bro. So really, we not about to spend all that money, right?
That's my Valentine's
Day. Right, like a bill. Yeah, so.
We good.
But I think, you know, people in new relationships feel more obligated than people who, you know, have been in a relationship for a little bit longer. Just the same as that men feel more of this, like, level of obligation versus women. Like, you know, I'd argue that, you know, when you're, like, in a new relationship and, like, you know, you may not have been in a relationship for a while and you're like, yeah, I, you know, really, this needs to be a big deal, like, so that they know that I, like, am feeling them and stuff. And that, I feel like that's kind of where I am at with my situation right now. It's like, we got to make this, like, we got to put on this show because we're, like, I don't know, courting or whatever at right. this point, but I don't know. I also believe in my soul, that the guy doesn't want his girl to not have, like, that nice story to tell the next day, you know, like being at the water cooler, like, what you do last night, girl? Oh, you know, we just ate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and went to bed like normal. And then, like, you know, homegirl comes in with her flowers and, like, oh, we had a dinner on the terrace and, like, you know, like, yeah. Okay, well, dang, she come home looking at you like, so you couldn't have done no better than a peanut butter and jelly sandwich last night.
Right. So that's pretty much it. It's like,
it's that pressure.
That day is the day to ball out. And if, I mean, if y'all want to put it on the back burner and go out, I mean, that's what we're doing this year. Just to throw that out there for everybody that, you know, maybe listening. We're not celebrating Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day this year. We're not doing it. We did it years before and damn near didn't even get a seat in Olive Garden. So we're not about to do that this year. We're going to do something a little different, possibly the day after. I mean, I don't know yet what that is. I don't want her to listen to this and know what it is. So,
well, this will probably air after Valentine's Day. So.
Okay, awesome.
So, but don't tell her though.
Okay,
we'll leave it to the imagination. But yeah, and another thing too, I think that is the biggest thing, especially with this whole obligation conversation, is that Valentine's Day doesn't appear to be as much about the guy as it is the girl. So, or the male or woman. I don't want to make it sound juvenile. But, I mean, I personally feel like gifts go both ways on that day. It's almost like Christmas all over again. You know, I don't feel like the guy should be, like, trying to win me over all of a sudden, like, first date all over again. You know, that's kind of petty. And, I mean, I know, obviously, you guys aren't really at that place, but there are some people who, you know, the female's like, oh, he better do this and he better do that and this better be on point, and if not, it is smooth over. And, like, that's for guys, that probably adds a whole nother level of anxiety, but it's really not, it's not cool. Like, you're not in a good relationship if you're waking up every morning and you're like, what can I get from this person every day? That sucks for
that's
you. Yeah, that sucks
stressful.
For you. Like, you've got to do stuff for other folks. So I think that, you know, the whole culture around it could be totally turned around if it was like Christmas, like, where you were expected to get somebody else or whatever just as much as they were to you, and not just, oh, well, I want to get him something just because I know he's going to get me something. And, like, that just, that's...
But if you going into one of those relationships, or you're in one of those relationships that are one-sided and people trying to get stuff out of you all the time, that is what we call dating abuse.
Dating abuse.
I
love it.
You got to get some help, brother.
You do.
And
or
sister. You got to... Gotta make it happen.
Yeah, leave them, basically. Yeah. Like, unless you're a sugar daddy, then you could probably email me. Just saying. But yeah, and another thing, too, I don't want to exclude from the conversation is the single folks. Because, like, single people, you know, obviously get forgotten during Valentine's Day. And for single people, they probably would rather get forgotten because it's, like, the holiday time all over again. Because, you know, holidays are, like, the most depressing for us people who are single. So this is like part two to Thanksgiving and Christmas, where you're just sitting at home watching Lifetime and Golden Girls. Shouts out. But yeah, I can't. I mean, I guess it never really bothered me that much, but like I can imagine it bothering certain people. Mm-hmm. And I mean, at this point, all of my like line sisters, for example, are pretty much like all in relationships. So it does get a little rough. You're just like, well, I'm just going to sit at home with my roommate. Shouts out to my roommate. She's a realist. But anyway, so, but yeah, so I don't know. I just, yeah, shout out to the single people. Stay strong. Go to some, add the meetup app and go to like, things, yeah, like, there's all kinds of stuff going on.
So you got single friends. Y'all get together and enjoy these discounts on candy and all types of stuff. You know what I mean? Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the single life, man. Enjoy it.
Just it's crazy, but so yeah. So bottom line is, you know, this conversation of obligation, or is it just a nice day to express your affection, is obviously often debated. I feel like at your point in your relationship, I guess as long as you and your partner are on the same page, it's mm-hmm. probably cool. I think people should be truthful, though, if they feel like, I don't really want to do all this. I just feel like you really want me to, but I really don't want to. Like, that should totally be a conversation, because, like, if you're just buying stuff just because, like, it's dead.
Yeah.
So there's that, and that's kind of the end of, I don't want to beat the horse on it, but I did want to at least have the conversation about it, because it's ever so real, and it's the Valentine's Day season. So there's that. Yeah. That's sort of the wrap up there. So like I said, special thanks to Quentin. You the best.
Yeah.
Always and forever. And you need friends like Quentin, guys, for real, in real life.
I'm
like
awesome.
friend family. Because like in Charlotte, we don't really have anybody but like each other, you know, that kind of thing. So shouts out to that. But anyways, so certainly stay tuned. The next episode will be coming. I don't want to put a date on it because then that'll just ruin it all. But I do have another super, super awesome from my childhood type guest coming in for the second episode. And it is also another guy, which I kind of like the trend here because I guess I have one perspective and guys have another. Mm-hmm. But the next episode topic is going to be on the concept of the DUF, which is the designated ugly fat friend. So certainly stay tuned for that. I am going to post my website, so subscribe there, obviously through whether you're going through iTunes or Google Play. Definitely stay tuned in there. I'll be posting things on Instagram. I wish I knew off the top of my head what my Instagram name was. definitely follow me on Snapchat. It's TGI Ashlyn, Ashlyn. What is my Instagram name? Like, what is life?
I could have sworn you just changed it.
So that's real cool. I don't know it, but that shows how into social media I am. So anyways, definitely subscribe. Let me know what you think. Definitely want to hear from everyone. Once again, I appreciate the support. It is realer than ever. Also, big shout outs to JD Silverthorne. If you need a DJ for an event or anything, definitely hit him up. He is a beast. He is another part of my inspiration. So, yeah, shouts out to him and everybody else who was a part. So, thanks, and we will see you next time.
Yeah.